Welcome to the Stronger Women Podcast, a ministry by the Baker Heights Church. I'm Casey, and today we have Miss Shelley Goodnight. This is our take two, everybody out there. So it's going to be really good, okay? Miss Shelley is one of my favorite ladies, and I think I've said that with all our guests because they're all my favorite ladies. But she's here to talk about Bible journaling. Thank you so much for being here, Miss Shelley. Can you share a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I have many hats I wear. I am a mom, a wife, a grandmother, a great-grandmother. I am a teacher. I also hope I'm a good friend. I'm a church grandma. Love camp, going to Peach Valley. I didn't say that earlier. Yeah. But I'm also...
We needed a take two.
I'm a caregiver. I take care of other people. I'm an elder's wife. And I'm kind of crafty. I dabble.
Yeah.
But the most important thing is I'm a child of God and I'm forgiven.
Yes. Amen. So. Well, we're so glad you're here today. So how did you get into Bible journaling? Well, let me back up. What is Bible journaling if people are unfamiliar?
Well, Bible journaling is it's just a practice of engaging with Scripture. So by writing down, taking a word, writing down a Scripture, it's just a way of being in God's Word.
Yes.
So
that's the most important thing.
Yes.
Yes. That's our focus. How did you get into Bible journaling?
We didn't talk about that one on that other one.
No.
Back in 1996-97, I started scrapbooking.
Oh.
And
love scrapbooking.
After I went to this one class, I got my sister-in-law involved in it. And my sister-in-law and I scrapbooked all kinds of pictures. I mean, we just got into it really big. Yeah. And then one day we were like, why not do our scrapbooking with scriptures?
Yeah.
So then we did that for, you know, we started adding scriptures to everything.
Yeah.
You know, making sure that, like, when we went, like, okay, so there was one time that I took this one boy I was taking care of. We went to the beach and I found the scripture about, the water and so I made sure that that was on there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then we got to thinking there's got to be another way that we can incorporate our scrapbooking with our Bibles.
Yes.
And so we just really started thinking, how can we make this more personal? So then that's when we started Bible journaling.
Yes.
And we started finding other people that were doing Bible journaling.
Yeah.
And so we just started, there's several Facebook groups that have Bible journaling groups. And so sometimes we would do a challenge with them, or she would, and she'd get me to do it.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it was just a lot of fun because we tried to figure out in our busy life how to incorporate God's word more.
Yes.
Because sometimes life gets so busy, we forget, and we try to do life without God.
Mm-hmm. And you're tired. And yeah. You sit there and open the Bible, and it's just, some people are not just auditory learners, or whether they're listening or reading, some people are visual and tactile. They need to be doing while they're learning. That's how they learn.
And so that's what we started. We would take a word, like, for instance, if I wanted to take prayer. I found this on Pinterest.
Yeah.
And so you can cut, you can write. If you're not, you know, if you're not into drawing, this is a perfect way to be able to cut it out and put it on paper or yes. put it in your Bible. That's the thing. Don't be scared to put things in your Bible.
Yes.
Don't be scared to draw yes. because to me, it's okay for me, but other people may criticize it, but
yeah.
they're not walking in my shoes.
Yes. Yeah, it's hard to get out of that mindset of when you're in the baby class, take care of your pages, don't draw in the Bible, we take care of God's Word. And that's not really what we're talking about. We're not destroying God's Word.
No.
We're making it to where it soaks into our lives and making it more accessible, I guess.
Right. So let's take prayer for a minute. There's a lot of scriptures on prayer. Mm-hmm. But before we even start Bible journaling or doing our page, I'm going to talk to God first.
Yes.
Because I need to be in the right mindset to be able to read God's Word.
Mm-hmm.
And so I am going to invite Him into my space so that I can listen to what He wants me mm-hmm. To hear. And by listening, I mean, there may be a time that I am not sure about what is going on, how I'm going to answer it. But God leads me to a scripture
yeah.
that I wasn't even expecting to have read that day.
Yes.
And then that's when I start writing His Word on my heart.
Yes.
Because He wants us to know all of His words.
Mm-hmm.
This is our history.
Mm-hmm.
This is the only way that we're going to know God
yes.
is by being in His Word.
Yeah. Word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against me. There's so many verses that talk about knowing His Word and writing it. What is the psalm that's every verse talks about? God's Word, God's law. I'm embarrassed. I don't know. We'll look it up later.
Yeah. I know. And then in Proverbs 3, it talks about writing every word on our heart.
Yes.
And there's a lot of other scriptures out there, too, mm-hmm. that are about writing it, you mm-hmm. know. So it tells me mm-hmm. that He wants us to know, to be able to work through our struggles, mm-hmm. to work through our joy, to work through life
mm-hmm.
with Him, because it's here. Yeah.
It's living.
Yeah.
It's God's living word. It's not just some old irrelevant book. It's applicable now.
Yes.
Yeah. It's our instruction manual.
You know, and there's also the Old Testament is so full of wise words and encouragements.
Mm-hmm.
And it leads us to a greater faith.
Mm-hmm.
Well, where do we learn about the faith? It's because of God's Word.
Mm-hmm.
And the New Testament, we live by it.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope that we someday can have enough faith to share God's Word with other people. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times our actions is what they look for anyway.
Yeah.
Because if we're not matching mm-hmm. what God wants us to know and to mm-hmm. share with others by our examples, how are they going to know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And how are we going to know if we're not in the Word?
Yeah.
So it's all about just spending time
yes.
with God.
Yeah. I love that you mentioned praying first before you study and before you start, because that's something I didn't do for a long time. And just discovering that has been awesome. I know some people have done the Bible recap program, trying to get through the whole Bible in a year. And one of the things I like about that is it gives you things to pray about, the same things before every day, every scripture reading. And it's like you were talking about, God, show me something I don't know about you. Give me humility. Don't let my knowledge puff puff me up. Help me use it to love you and love others. And
right.
I just think that's really powerful to pray before we study God's word.
And that just helps us get in the right mindset because, mm-hmm. you know, if I come in here and I'm just going to go, okay, God, just show me something.
Yeah.
Am I really going to be prepared to listen to what he's going to show me?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, yeah. No, because I'm trying to do this on my own instead of inviting God to help.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you've got to put sometimes our pride aside and just.
Yeah.
Okay, God, I know I'm struggling right now. I don't know the words that I have. Please help me just learn something today that I need to know.
Yes. Yeah. And it's easy in life to point out other people's problems and to just, or people's, you know, things other people might do wrong.
Yeah.
But it's harder to look in at yourself. And I think studying the word and praying that God, let me not deceive myself. God, show me something that you need me to learn in your word. I think that's really important to do.
And I think that's what he wants us to do is to spend time with him every day.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we don't, then life is so much harder than if we, you know, trust in God.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, sometimes we just have to say, okay, God, I know I've tried it on my own.
Yeah.
But I need you to show me.
Yeah.
So
we're talking about, we've talked about a lot of spiritual benefits of journaling. And for people interested who may not have done Bible journaling, where can they get started? Where's a good place?
The best thing is, let's just start with a passage.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have a Bible journaling book, for, you know, then I put it down here. get a notebook.
Yeah. And if you are, I think we said earlier, some people cringe at the thought of writing their Bible. That's
right.
It's okay that you don't have to write in your Bible. Just get
a notebook,
a $4 Ross, you know, Walmart notebook or a composition binder.
Whenever school starts.
When school starts. Yeah. I love that. That's my favorite time of year.
School
supplies.
But yeah. I have a Bible that I study in, that I carry, but this is what I spend time with God in.
Yeah.
This is the one that if I'm going to be journaling, this is the one I'm going to use.
Yeah.
And it was only like $20.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I didn't spend that much on it.
Yeah.
You can spend a lot of money if you want to get one of those that is about like this and you open it and it's got the, I mean, it lays flat and.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
It's like any hobby. You could start from nothing or you could get crazy with it.
Yes.
Just make sure you can afford your groceries.
But the
groceries.
Biggest thing is just start with a word or a scripture.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then go from there. And. Like I said, you can draw, but there's one back here on Pinterest, on the Facebook groups. You can print things off.
Mm-hmm.
This was simple. I printed this off and I wrote on it.
Yeah.
And then I put it in the book. So, I mean, there's different ways that you can do this. And I always try to highlight where the scripture is so that I can also read other parts of it.
What are some of the ways you, like the materials, how you get them in there?
I use glue tape.
Glue tape.
It's a runner. Okay. You just run it on the back. You can use a glue stick. You can use double stick tape.
Yeah. Okay.
Glue stick will eventually, if it gets too hot, will probably fall off a little bit. But also washi tape.
Yeah.
For instance, where is my word faith?
Mm-hmm.
This is washi tape.
Yeah.
And I just taped it down on there.
Yeah.
And that way I can lift it up.
Yeah. And still see the word. We'll take some pictures and link them so you guys can see what we're talking about.
Yep. And I did.
Great ideas.
I also bookmark most of them that I do, mm-hmm. either with a tab. I just turn over a sticker. Uh-huh. Or I've got my trusty fibers.
Ooh, fancy.
Ribbons. Or like I did on this one, I made a tassel and put it on a paper clip.
Oh, nice. That's a good idea.
So there's different ways that you can bookmark where you've already been.
Yeah.
But sometimes I go back and I'll do, you know, something like, you know, I carried this one across mm-hmm. because it was several passages on here. And this was about the Passover.
Yes.
But, I mean, there's just different ways to do it, so.
And there's so many ideas on Pinterest or those Facebook groups. I am a stick figure person. I'm not, I need to be tracing things. What is that, when we had our little Bible journaling group, show us that, explain that to me.
Okay, so this, it is actually, I forgot I didn't take it out of the package. I kind of protect it because it can get everywhere.
Yeah. What is it called? Carbon paper?
Carbon paper.
I'm too young. I didn't know what this stuff was. Y'all explained it to me, but it's awesome. You can just take something you find online and
yes, because it's very flimsy.
Yeah.
And if I wanted to take this picture mm-hmm. and I have a pencil, and I can trace over.
Uh-huh.
And it just makes it all down here on the paper.
Nice.
So, I mean, it's so easy to do now.
I need that for my daughter. She would love that. It's just on Amazon.
Amazon. Yes, you can get it here. You can have that sheet.
Oh, thank you.
You want to put it in that one?
Oh, yeah. So it doesn't get everywhere.
Keep it protected.
Put it down here.
But, yes, because... If like I said, you can either cut this out or you can take this and then just, you know, do it on your Bible wherever mm-hmm. you want to. Because sometimes some of these are going to be too big for your Bible margin. Journaling, depending on your margin.
Yeah.
And so I sometimes go sideways.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't hurt it.
Yeah. Something I love about these Bible journaling Bibles is they have such wide margins to a lot of space to be creative. And this, something I love about Baker Heights is when we start a new study, like Bible class, we're doing Acts right now. We have these little, it's just individual books. I don't know where you get these. Probably.
He orders them.
Yeah. They're Crossway. But it's just... single books of the Bible, like this is Acts, and it has the left side has all the text and then the right's blank, so you can fill it in with notes or pictures or whatever you need to remind you or study notes, you know.
Right.
So if you're ever looking back on Acts or whatever, you can go back and have all that.
There's also ways that you can, if you don't want to use Bible journaling, but you want to be able to write the word, they have these. Pinterest has several different versions of it.
Yeah, word mapping, yeah.
Yeah, and
we'll have to link that. That's good.
So, I mean, if you, even if you didn't want to do that and you just wanted to do a notebook,
mm-hmm.
write it. And if you, I know that some people don't know what commentaries are. But if you have several different commentaries, access to them, you can do it on your phone.
Yeah.
You can write a scripture and then also write what that commentator said.
Yes. Yeah.
And so that's just another way of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of the whole thing is spending time with God.
Yes. That's our ultimate goal.
Yes.
Yeah. Awesome. So you showed us lots of resources, and we're going to link some of that in our show notes so people can have those. Is there anything else you want to share with us that we didn't cover already? We, you know, our focus is just getting in the Word. However, you know, however creative, there's no level. You don't have to be an artist.
No.
You know, you don't have to be professional, but at any level, kids, this would be a great thing to do with your kids.
Yes.
And my kids, just bringing that up, on Amazon, they had, I think it was on Amazon, they have doodle devotions. And it's similar to these, but they have scripture and a devotional. And then there's a doodling page, and it gives you kind of a guided picture journaling.
One of the things I like that you've just started with the kids is you've printed out a page for them to take notes during the sermon. Well, if they don't want to turn that into Preacher Sam, they could take it home and they can start their own little book from that.
Yeah, that's a great
idea. But the thing is you can spend as much money or as little money.
Yes.
Don't worry about, do I have the right washi tape? Do I have the right tape?
Yeah.
Am I that creative?
Yeah.
The whole thing is spending time in God's Word.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's your journey. Mm-hmm. It's not my journey because I'm doing my own, you know, and I'm trying my best to be me. So you can come and look at my stuff.
Yeah.
But it may not suit what you want to do. Yeah. And so the whole thing is don't compare.
Yeah.
Just do because God wants you to be in the Word.
Yes, absolutely.
So.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been really encouraging and insightful. And we also want to say thanks to the Baker Heights Church of Christ. They make this podcast possible. And you can visit us at www.bakerheights.org/strongerwomen for some more content. We'd love to have you follow us, the Stronger Women podcast, on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. We'd love to hear from you. If you have photos of your own Bible journaling, shoot us a photo so we can get some ideas. Lastly, for a free Bible study online or by mail, please visit bigcountry.worldbibleschool.org. Thank you guys for joining us today.